This is Feba Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Forgiven and free. Romans chapter 5 verse 8 says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." There are many possible things that can inhibit our relationship with God, but they all usually fall under one of two categories: lack of faith, which is not willing to trust God, or sin. Sin is derived from a Greek word for missing the center of a target in archery. It is to violate God's law or character. It is the corruption of the soul that keeps us away from God. What would you say to someone who lives with guilt and fear of God's judgment? What would you say to someone who continues to sin, thinking that because of God's love and forgiveness, it doesn't really matter how he lives? Rahab was a prostitute living in the walls of Jericho. Joshua chapter 2 verse 9 quotes her as saying to the spies Joshua sent out, "I know that the Lord has given you this land and that a great fear of you has fallen on us, so that all who live in this country are melting in fear because of you. The land far and wide had heard of the great works the Lord was doing for his people." Hebrews chapter 11 verse 31 records her name in the list of heroes of faith, like the Wall of Fame. By an act of faith, Rahab, the Jericho harlot, welcomed the spies and escaped the destruction that came on those who refused to trust God. Look at the confession of King David in Psalm 32. Spiritual breathing, like physical breathing, is a process of exhaling the impure and inhaling the pure, an exercise in faith that enables you to experience God's love and forgiveness and walk in the Spirit as a way of life. First, acknowledge that your sin or sins, which should be named to God specifically, are wrong and are therefore grievous to Him. Second, acknowledge that God has already forgiven you through Christ's death on the cross for your sins. Third, repent, which means that you change your attitude toward your sin. The power of the Holy Spirit will enable you to change both your attitude and conduct. Instead of doing what your old sinful nature, your flesh wants you to do, you can do what God wants you to do. Sins cannot be undone, only forgiven, says Igor Stravinsky. Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 34 assures that God will forgive your wickedness and will remember your sins no more. But He is a loving God who disciplines us. So do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor faint when you are reproved by Him. For those whom the Lord loves, He disciplines, and He scourges every son whom He receives. It is for discipline that you endure. God deals with you as with sons. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline? But if you are without discipline, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate children and not sons, as per Hebrews chapter 12 verses 5 to 8. All discipline for the moment seems not to be joyful but sorrowful, yet to those who have been trained by it, afterwards it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness, Hebrews chapter 12 verse 11. As you step into a new month today, may you experience the Lord's forgiveness and be freed from bondages. Pray along with me. Dear Heavenly Father, bring to my mind any unconfessed sins that may come in the way of my not experiencing the abundant life you have promised me in John chapter 10 verse 10. I thank you for sending your dear Son Jesus Christ to die on the cross to pay for my sins. And through his death and by faith, I have the assurance of salvation. Help me live a life pleasing to you moment by moment. In Jesus' name I ask, Amen.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164. +91 636 425-2164. God bless you.